You've been wasting your time and money entering film festivals. Let's change that.
I haven't been wasting my time. I mean, I am broke, and all I got was a PNG of a Laurel.
The Like It Film Festival uses people with an audience to help poor dummies like that get actual exposure for their films.
Stop calling me dumb.
Entering the Like It Film Festival allows influencers to spread the word on your films. If you enter other festivals, you are dumb.
Seriously, I'm not dumb.
I don't speak dumb, but if I did, I would tell that guy that winning films and podcasts will be featured on our Rizzle, TikTok, and Instagram channels that total in the hundreds of thousands of fans watching.
I'm not dumb. One time I used a toothbrush in the wrong direction, but that has nothing to do with my film career.
Enter your films into the world's largest film festival today. Like It Film Fest.
I'm stuck inside this river.
Inside it?
Yeah. I know I'm on shore right now, and I'm just talking to you. I am a species of people that lives inside. We're unknown to you. We're magical species. I live inside the river, and when I say I'm stuck in the river, I mean it in the same way like that you're stuck in a job or like stuck in this one horse town, and so I'm trying to meet people. Are you single?
I'm multiple monogamous.
Yes. And did you... Because I know about, like, Earth stuff. Did you just make that term up, or is that a real term?
I made it up.
Got it. I feel like this is my I'm really only interacting with people, so maybe, like, just give me, like, standard terms. Oh, no. Am I pushing you away?
A little bit.
Well, yeah, so it's like, I just feel like if I could get a job, like, I can find a place to live or date someone different on the surface. Can I tell you, like, about myself from... Hi, I'm Quigslar.
Hi, Quigslar.
Nice to meet you. I'm a river sprite, and, you know, I live in the river. It's just so boring there. It's like, all people talk about is, like, bubbles and stuff like that. And what I did down there was I created the holidays that algae celebrates. Do you know about those?
I do not.
So that's not like a big, that's not a big job up here?
No, not at all. Also, if you're a river sprite, you're not drowning, right? You're just
I'm
in
fine.
This.
I'm on the shore. I'm telling you I'm stuck in the river because...
Stuck, okay.
I'm just stuck there, you know? It's like monotonous. Do you get me? I know we just met, but do you mind if I complain a little?
No, go for it. It just took my brain a second, because usually if you're stuck in a river, for my kind of, like, creature, we would be drowning. So it's just like being stuck in the river, but stuck on shore in the river. It's like it's a little bit of a learning curve.
I know about above-ground human society is learned from, like, online college commercials I've seen. So I was trying to use, like, your words. Like, are you stuck in a job you don't like? Do you want to go to UTI, the worst named motorcycle school in the world? Come on in.
Yes, that's making me see. I'm laughing because I'm feeling more comfortable with you. So please keep going.
Yeah. So it's like, you don't have any need for algae. Not just algae, like, maybe not algae holidays, but algae, like, ceremonies.
Not that I know of. I'm not up with algae culture.
Algae, how much, let me ask it this way. How much algae-related mystical event holding is there? Like, are algae's a big customer base? Do algae spend a lot of money up here?
No.
Okay.
I'd say almost none to none.
That's rough. Because that's like mostly, okay. And so the last girl I dated, girl is like, I'm just saying that because I've learned that pretty much everyone up here is heteronormative. This last chick that I slammed, she was, am I saying all that right? Is that how that makes you all comfortable when you're just talking? I've learned from this from those same TV stations that play that stuff like that. That's just like degrading people and different relationships. So I'm trying to talk about this algae I was in a relationship with. Can I say this last chick I went to town on? Is that what you say?
I mean, it's what fellow human say. I don't particularly say it, but yeah, just go for it. I understand what you're saying. My comfort level with you has not decreased.
Okay, so there was this one chick that I really liked blasting, and it didn't work out because so much of the time, and I'm sure you can relate to this, she was using her algae magic to create subterranean fungi that frogs would worship, and I'd be like, it's not like my idea of fun, you know? Is that something that, like, is that a, I don't want someone that does that in a relationship. Is that something you like doing?
I don't, so I would probably also not like someone doing that in a relationship.
What type of subterranean fungi do you like making? Because I also don't want to have, like, no, like, if you're not going to do, you know, I want to relate to you. It's not like everyone has a different type of subterranean fungi they like, but the look on your face is saying none of this makes sense.
That is true. You are reading my face correctly.
Got it. And that's a thing people do, face reading, because I can do that type of mancy, face mancy. That's a real thing, by the way. Speaking about psychics and nonsense,
I guess I'm thinking of Dave Vampires. No, yeah, what? Yeah, well, I can believe it's a thing.
There's palm reading, and then there's readings of everything else too. You just read whatever you want. That's a thing.
I haven't heard it like as like a regular term, but it's one of those I have no problem believing that.
There exists a reading for everything. There exists a I read this thing for everything. It's like rule 42 of quackery. Oh man, we should do more stuff about psychics and things like that. Would you take psychic abilities if you could have them? I mean, they're not real, so. But would you take psychic abilities if you could have them?
I mean, my gut goes to yes, but it's like, but also it's like the, I feel like it's like, because then there's the level, like, I mean, like, it's like, yeah, it's a weird concept. It's like, being psychic, it's like, oh, well, and again, wait, so what do you mean by, like,
well, yeah, let's go with, because it doesn't exist. So
I know, but. Is this in a scenario that it would exist, or are you saying like, okay, Bill, you have psychic abilities, you're the same as you ever?
Oh, but I wish you to be mentally ill, like everybody who thinks they have psychic powers. No, I wouldn't wish that upon you. I wouldn't wish you one day to get delusions of grandeur. Would you take the ability to predict the future?
Honestly, no.
Me neither.
Because that would also, because there's a degree of like, it'd be what on one end it would get boring, and on the other end it's like I don't want to know. I don't want to know that, like, oh, yeah, it does take me making this mistake to get to that, or I have to do this thing.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Like it's kind of like I want to, in life, be like, oh, wow, so I did need to, like, slam into that one thing that ended up me thinking of this one thing that led to that. Like, I don't know. You don't know.
Oh, like, that's horrible. I never thought about that. Like, there's people that have car accidents, and then they turn their life around. Oh,
yeah, I mean, it's...
Oh, that's horrible, Bill. I just thought of that.
It's a horrible thing that if you isolate it, it's terrible, but it's like, normally, it's like, it's sometimes it's just life. It's like what goes in your life, and it doesn't have to be as bad as like a car accident when it's right. Like, oh, yeah, because I felt like I was always ignored in school, I ended up doing X that led to Y, and now it's like, oh, cool, and through that, I discovered I love pottery. And it's like, but it's like...
God, I don't want any future where I love pottery. You're right. I'm not avoiding that future at all. I could be that's such a great way to take it. The boredom thing too is interesting too. That's like Dr. Manhattan, right? Like,
yeah.
Like you just know everything. So you're like,
yeah, you just kind of become this and also be if you're a psychic and you live forever. That would also suck. Cause then you're like, I think you got the Dr. Manhattan thing where it's like I'm not a creature that's like, I have no bond to anything anymore because
I always thought immortality would be good. I never thought the immortality was bad gimmick got me.
It's like, I don't know. Like I think I get kind of Highlandery with that where it's like, it would suck. Cause it's like, I'm the same age and everybody keeps getting older and it's just like, and eventually like, and after a while it's like, I feel like you'd become listless. It might take like, truthfully, like 100, I mean, it's also, yeah, like 100 some years, but it's like, after a while, it's like, eh, I mean, there is new stuff happening. I guess there are ways that you could, like, because, like, if you, I think you'd need to get really involved with society or technology, because you would need to be in something where new things are happening regularly.
I'm immortal, like, okay. So I'm super into RC cars now.
But it'd be something where it's like, it'd have to be like, yo, I'm immortal. I need to, like, you need to be a scientist. So it's like, I am making things. I'm on teams.
Now, we've covered this before. We've covered this before, and we've covered that if you have the superpower, it would change the sciences because you'd have the superpower and they could study you. We've covered this. That actually, okay. You've said that wouldn't work in the past, because then if you were into the scientists, then you'd be like, whoops, I'm secretly immortal. So, you know, what does it matter? Like, you'd be actively changing the science.
Okay, yeah. Because you're...
Because you're studyable.
True. In this scenario, it's a public immortality. It's not just like another one that you know you're immortal.
I guess my point was, I don't think you'd get bored being immortal, because that eliminates, like, peaceful deities and godlike figures and gods and things like that. Like, essentially, you're trying to say that whenever anyone lives forever, they'll become bored. And I don't think that's a good argument to not try and make people live forever. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a fine argument. Like I don't think you get bored. Like, people live a long time and they don't get bored. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's like you living a long time is different than just, like, you know that... because once you also have the feeling of, like, if you know you're living forever, it's like, you don't have to do this today. You can wait. You can wait.
Bill, there's plenty of things I know I don't have to do today. I have incredible anxiety to get stuff done. I don't think that's going to go away. It's eliminating ambition. So what, someone can't live forever and want to do more?
They can, but I feel like... I mean, I guess... In many ways, I guess you'd probably have several different lives, because there'd probably be a moment where you get listless and be like, I don't care anymore, but then I guess you'd work through it because you're still alive and existing, and then you'd go another even 10, 20 years, then you get listless again, and you'd...
Well, that happens to me normally!
Yes, but this would be like an infinite cycle.
So it's just being alive! I think fine.
But also in our current lives, you're getting older too, like theoretically immortal, like I feel like... Unless you're aging...
Are you smacking Skittles into the mic? What am I hearing?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Unless you... there were M&Ms. Unless you're aging what appropriately we would assume in a 1,000-year-old being would be, I'm assuming that you would be like, whatever age you become immortal at, it's like... With our lives now, yes, you get listless and things, but you're listless at a different age with different, like, surrounding experiences. Not quite the same as, like, well, I look like I'm 39, but I'm technically, like, 15,000 years old. It's like, I feel like it's like there is a different component to that.
You're saying if you became more disgusting, and I'm not saying people that age are disgusting, I'm saying the disgustingness of someone who's lived, like, 1,000 years. You're saying, like, essentially... If you became a monster, life would become more interesting.
I wouldn't put it as a monster. I'd just say, like, I mean, I guess theoretically, if you make it to 1,000, theoretically, this is monster level because, like, it is beyond what currently human bodies are capable of doing. But it's like, I feel like then you would, like, because I don't know. I feel like there's a degree if you stay a certain age, it changes things because it's like.
Now, let me ask you this. There's a TV show. I hope you have watched it.
Kyle XY. No
one has watched Kyle XY. We only know Kyle XY from mall ads.
Yes, actually. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So there's a TV show. There was a TV show called Jackie Chan Adventures. Did you ever watch it?
Oh, fuck yeah. I love that show.
Amazing show. Totally underrated cartoon that everyone forgets about. And in there, they made an interesting distinction between immortality and invincibility. And so immortality was, you were still affected the way that humans are affected. So you weigh 110 pounds. I, someone who can lift that amount, picks you up and throws you. You weigh 110 pounds and you are resisting against me. You resist the same amount that a human can resist. And then there was invincibility. You know, where you could do actions and nothing would affect you. And those were two totally different powers. And I thought that was really interesting. And like, so like invincibility is like, you could be, and sometimes people combine the two, but invincibility is like, you could walk to the bottom of the ocean. And because you can't be killed by things breathing, you still, you still are fine. Immortality is you're thrown to the bottom of the ocean. You don't die, but your lungs fill with water. You're not strong enough to get yourself out. The currents control you. And then eventually you come up to land and you can function again.
Okay. I was even thinking of the kind of like the you are immortal until something, like someone kills you. Like
you're immortal until you're not, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're immortal until if someone thrusts a sword into you, that will kill you, but you existing on your own, you can live. Okay. But if you feel the sensation of drowning and you're not invincible. Okay. No, yeah, then yes, I would alter my last point. I guess my point was more invincibility.
So, but I actually think invincibility is, no, but this is not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you have invincibility, or let's say it's full immortality, you have immortality and somewhat of invincibility. So like you could live 100 years under the ocean and make friends with like sharks and squids and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would create from the blase. I mean, as long as society doesn't get destroyed, or even if it does, you could build your own rocket ships and go hang out on Mars and stuff. You know, you could swim in space. You could build rocket ships that we can't build nowadays because they need to, like, protect humans and equipment and stuff.
Okay.
You know, you could literally strap yourself to the back of a rocket, get into space, and use a fire extinguisher like Wally to travel around and then push yourself back towards the Earth, wait a couple hundred years to get sucked into the atmosphere and get pulled in. I mean, you could do a lot of cool shit.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
What?
I've convinced you. I love, Bill has a very open mind, so it's pretty easy to, to be like, yeah, no, it's fine, Bill. You won't get bored. Live for 1,000 years.
Well, because at one point I was kind of thinking, okay, well, yes, no, then as a rule of thumb for people, I think it'd be fun. I'm like, for me, yeah, I didn't think of half those things, so I would definitely waste, 100 years and be like, oh, fuck, I could have been totally doing this. Like, I could have been doing the Wally thing. I could have gotten the spaceship and gone up there. Man, why don't I do that 100 years
You could eat rocks.
Ago?
You could eat rocks. Yeah. Just go eat rocks for a few 100 years. Live in goo. Live in mud. See what it's like to take a nap in mud. See where you end up.
I could actually do that if there was one other person with a with the ability, we could do that. There's that Monty Python sketch about the worldwide hide and go seek. I would do that. I could probably definitely. Yeah.
You could even still do it with somebody who just wants to make that their life.
Yeah.
You could do that. You know what you could do, which is what I would do for sure, is like, in fantasy stuff, there's always like a guy that sits at the top of the mountain and like waits for travelers and be like, your journey will be harsh and the gods will curse you, you know?
Is that the older version of the same guy that's in the deli?
Yes, that's what I, let me try. I'm going to try it, everyone, and everyone's going to be giving, yes, that's what they used to call me, Johnny at the deli. But I am now Johnny the White, as I was meant to be.
I have so if you let the person in the deli flourish, they will eventually become the wise bridge guard.
I'm not doing Gandalf wisely anymore. Yeah. He chose wrong. Like, yes, exactly. I'm not doing Gandalf
anymore. I remember you from that deli on
eons ago.
Main Street.
That was me.
And
Mikey, who would never shut the fuck up. But I have grown from those many centuries ago. And now to tell you that the Sfagliatelli is not good on this mountain. And in fact, there is no Sfagliatelli on this mountain or any other Italian dishes. You face treacheries far worse than Parmesan on these hills. You could be that guy. You could be Immortal Tony up on top of the mountain guiding people. I would love that. I've always wanted to be that, like a sentinel. Not the guy from whatchamacallit. I don't like the guy in Last Crusade. He's sad.
Yeah.
You know, because he actually ages a little bit. I hate that. I don't like that he's like, okay, you can kill me because I'm super old and shitty.
Well, then his job ends because when they take it, the whole place collapses. So I think he's like, man, what am I going to do now?
See, you know,
I'm an unemployed knight.
I had assumed that it still exists. You assume that when it collapses, it doesn't exist. I assume it rebuilds
because
itself.
They had that giant flume of smoke, like, shoot out at the end. And I'm like, all right, it looks like there was some form of caving in. I mean, I guess, like, who knows? Yeah, because since it is a mystical thing and it fell into, like, this, like, seemingly endless crack into the earth, maybe it just shifts locations. But it's just kind of like, it just seems like, legend. Man. Yeah, like, man, my workplace is destroyed now. And now I'm a 1,000-year-old knight in 1939 or something. Like, what the hell am I doing for the rest?
I just didn't like that. It was like, it's the cup of immortality. And then the reason you get to win, Indiana Jones. Hi, welcome to This Is What Happens When Me and Bill Talk for 15 Minutes. I don't like that it's like, okay, it's a cup of immortality given to us by Jesus Christ. And that, like, the reason that Indiana Jones gets to win the fight is because he's the first one through and this guy's shitty and old. Well, what kind of grail is that? Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, shouldn't J-Dog come down there at some point and be like, hey, this is Ted. He's a bodybuilder and LARPer from Indiana. He's now the new, because you've gotten old and useless. Come to heaven. Like, you're obviously not going to be able to defend my grail with sword fighting. Like, maybe. This is Ted. And I also gave him a gun.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe what happened was J-Dog had done that and he saw, listen, okay, so you're just going to have, I know you're on the older side. It's fine. You're doing a great job. All you're going to have is this dude Indiana Jones come by and a couple of Nazis. In the long run, they're not a big deal. So,
well, that's interesting.
You can handle it. Yeah, you can handle it. We could bring in Marty, who's been bodybuilding, has got a gun. If it was the big problem happened, we would bring him down. But honestly, you're going to be
Marty's
fine.
Marty's brother, who's not a bodybuilder, yeah. And with a gun.
Yeah, it's like anybody with a gun. Like, but it's like you're going to be fine because it's just this little story of India. Yeah, we're going to call it a story because in my mind, it's going to end pretty soon.
So, well, then
like,
no one is needed there. You know what I'm saying? Then no one's needed there if there's that much omniscience.
He, effectively, even in the story, is just kind of like this figurehead, like, I've been hanging out here for all these many years. And it's like, I don't know, maybe he was even given that that job of like, hey, so just need somebody here. Sorry, you drew the short end of the straw. That's just what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
So are you telling me that there's a red phone in that place, and he's in there chilling in sweatpants, eating nachos, listening to the radio because it's 1930s. And then, like, there's a red phone in there, ring, and it's like, you got to pretend to dress up like a knight. Someone's coming in because no one can get past our traps. And he's like, okay, because I don't like the idea of the old man in there in chainmail for like 100 years.
That is true, but I was even thinking, hi, so I'm going to also say, hi, this is Hack Thought, the show where Bill eventually brings everything back to Office Space. I think he's been Lumberged, where it's like, he's had to come in on a Sunday, where it's like, yeah, sorry, the shtick is you gotta be in the chainmail, you gotta be in the night getup, but it's like, yeah, I mean, we need somebody for, you're gonna need you coming on a Sunday, yep, you're gonna have to come in on a Sunday, and there's gonna be a little bit of work, not a lot, but gotta come in, and the place might get shaken up, might fall apart. We will expect you to fix it.
Now I gotta rewatch it and see if there's
a little phone.
Hey, so I want to see if there's like maybe another dead skeleton in the room that maybe at one point he did have to fight people off. Because you gotta think that
something must have, like, someone else must have had this idea.
Yeah, because there's other knights, Templar, right? That's who does it.
Yeah, he mentioned like he had two brothers that I think died. I only just rewatched
all of them. Can I tell you something? Temple of Doom? Not as bad as I remember.
I've always liked that one. It always gets shat on. I've always liked Temple of Doom. I also like how it's darker. Like,
can I tell you something else that I forgot about? Crystal Skull? Never had a problem until the ending. I forgot that was my whole thing.
Honestly, yeah. I think it was they fell too hard on the alien shit. And I mean, like, even when I was younger, I thought the being exploded into the atomic bomb
in the fridge. Who cares?
No, it's like if that was the only thing in it, it would have been totally like, okay, that's dumb, but fine. But yeah, they straight up had aliens, but all the other ones, there is supernatural stuff to it, but it was straight up like a CGI alien. That's the part I think was like, okay, come on. Well, you're better than this. You're better than this.
I have two problems with. By the way, we're going to spoil Indiana Jones. I don't care. You should have figured out at this point that that's going to happen. Turn off the show. Go watch them. Okay. Here's my problem with Crystal Skull. Which, you know what? I say that, but I have a problem with podcasts where I'm doing something else and there's like a spoiler and I have to like drop all my chicken to turn something off that I'm like supposed to like play a game or watch that, or I'm literally in the middle of reading that book. It is annoying, so I'm sorry.
Then I think when you're listening to podcasts, I want to make the move that you should get the horse feed bags. So then you don't have to drop anything. You're just, your hands are free.
Bill, you know I've made feed bags for myself. This is not a joke. I swear, I have made feed bags so I can do stuff like that. Anyway, the point is, here's my issue, right? Like, first Indiana Jones is about, the arc, right?
Yes.
And it is the cultural arc, right? It's supposed to be the Ark of the Covenant, right? We're going to take this part of Jewish mythology, Jewish religion, and make it. The second one with those stones, like, Shiva is a real god, right? That exists in that religion. I don't know if those stones have ever happened, but maybe they do. But anyway, there is a god of death and destruction, and like it's about that, right? Even if they get it wrong, it's about that. Last Crusade, it's a Christian piece of mythology, right? It's a part of the Arthur story, whatever. And what is it in the end? It's Jesus's cup. Like, that is the thing. Okay. Native Americans living in Mexico or South America. I forget where they are in that one. Theirs isn't real. It was aliens. That's my first problem with that. Is like, why isn't it just exactly what the mythology is? Do you know what I mean? Was their mythology not interesting enough to be the gods that it is? Do you know what I mean? It's weird that it has to be aliens instead of their mythology. But I don't care about that. I can get past that. I literally just didn't like that we actually saw the aliens. I don't like, it would be like Christ being in, you know, Last Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I think they could have suggested more than they needed to. And they were bad aliens.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't look good. That was my big problem. That was my only, but I loved the movie up until that point.
I thought it was, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it when I saw it. I mean, I thought it was fine. I mean, I thought, yeah, there were like, maybe a little bit more, like, a little bit more stale than the other ones, but it's the fourth fucking movie in the series. It was honestly, like, yeah, no, I thought it was, at least, it was fine.
It's literally one shot. It's literally two shots. There's a shot of the CGI alien and the shot of, like, the temple being, like, energy blasted away.
Mm-hmm.
Which even I would have forgiven the energy blast temple, because it's the last one, you know, you want some big explosion. It was the aliens. This is that one shot of the aliens like zooming around the room and coming together. I didn't like.
Yeah.
That was it. Well, anyway. Yeah, you're right. He had the brothers. You got to think he's killing some Knights Templar who also, like, Indiana Jones figured this shit out like a couple hundred years later, and he wasn't a part of the plan and he wasn't there. You got to figure there's some Knights Templar who aren't as dedicated, or some faction that had to come in and those brothers had to kill people.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it makes no sense that the brothers die, right? Because it's like they have the cup of immortality. They shouldn't be able to age.
Or for some reason the brothers just aged out. Sorry.
Or they keep forgetting every day. Like they never like paid attention to the tutorial. So like Jesus comes down and he's like, look, drink from the cup every day. You'll be immortal. That way you can protect my cup, right? So that only the worthy get it. Like, got it. And then like, you know, it's Tuesday. It's like, oh shit, the cup. Oh, I aged another week. And that just keeps happening.
Well, I almost wonder that's gotta be true. Cause also why
going through the instructions. Yeah. Like, no. Just drink the cup every day.
It's like, if they're truly immortal, why, like, did the Knights Templar, did he join the Knights Templar at, like, the 78 that the actor, or, like, the 61 that the actor looked like? It's like, did you join at 61, or were you aging for a while? Like, was there a point that you were aging, but you were like, no, actually, now I'm a little bit older than I would have liked, now I'm gonna start doing the stuff to make me immortal. It's like, why wouldn't you have ideally done that at your, like, most physically fit age? Like, why did you choose the slightly older knight? Like, what's, where as we see in the beginning, he struggles to lift the sword, because he tries to go after Indiana Jones and misses.
Falls back.
It's like, why wouldn't you have been immortal earlier? Or does it like, oh yeah, you're immortal most of the time, but then there's at least 40 years where it doesn't work.
Like, I like the idea if there's a meeting with the Knights Templar and I pull you aside and I'm like, hey, so we're going with Peter for the Immortal Knight thing. I know he has seniority, but like, he's very old.
Yeah.
He's old, right?
We have like other guys, like, I mean, like, yeah, I get seniority, but it's like, he's so old. Would he be able to do the job?
I don't want to say anything and be rude, but like, you know, I understand he's been here for a lot of years,
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't choose this guy. This is weird.
Have you seen him lift a sword?
I've never seen him lift a sword.
I don't want to be ageist, but it's sad.
I was going to ask you if he can he?
Not really, not well.
Okay,
not in any defensive kind of way.
To that same point, you know, they make smaller swords. Can we get him a smaller sword?
Is that symbolic of
like cutting off his penis or something?
Well, he keeps saying that he brought that one from home. And it's like, I think he made the sword or had it made.
Is it so even
really
a sword?
He really bonded to it. I think it is. I think it was a sword from when he was like in his 30s and couldn't
lift
it.
That's troubling.
And he just doesn't want to admit that he can't lift it anymore.
Even if it was a small sword from his 30s, that's troubling. That's a long time ago.
It is, yeah.
They make those fake swords to like put above your door or to hold open a window. I'm wondering if it's that. Or to open letters and stuff.
It could be. I mean, it does look fairly scratchless. And I mean, if you're using your sword, it's going to get dinged up. Even if you do polish it and stuff, it's going to get dinged up. You might be onto something.
Now, another question is, isn't he still immortal so long as he's in that area?
Is he, though? Because, I mean, like, it seems like, I mean, like, he's gone to that area before. Like, we all did the test run there to see if, like, can you even deal with being in this room for a day or three? And it's like, he keeps looking older still. And
it's affecting him in reverse, right? Like, he's much older looking.
Also, like, because you and I both did that whole scenario, like, he's had to do it, like, 9 times. He only was comfortable being alone for more than a day on his 9th try.
He killed one of his brothers during one of them. Did you hear that?
Yeah, during that, like, he had, like, a spastic fit.
He just got so freaked out. Here's the thing, though. If he's immortal so long as he stays in that room, why does he have to wear heavy armor?
Yeah, because, like, I mean, like, you'd probably hear everybody hears the door opening. You can put the stuff.
But he's immortal. He can wear a t-shirt and carry around a Q-tip. He's gonna win either way. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, also, yeah.
Doesn't make too much sense.
This is what the podcast would be if we didn't try to write comedy. But I love that. I could talk about Indiana Jones forever. You know, it's another thing I didn't realize about Indiana Jones? Much dirtier than you would think. Same with Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Real dirty humor that people would consider not family safe. You know? It's pretty adult. All right. There you go. Hack Thought Podcast.
You've been wasting your time and money entering film festivals. Let's change that.
I haven't been wasting my time. I mean, I am broke, and all I got was a PNG of a Laurel.
The Like It Film Festival uses people with an audience to help poor dummies like that get actual exposure for their films.
Stop calling me dumb.
Entering the Like It Film Festival allows influencers to spread the word on your films. If you enter other festivals, you are dumb.
Seriously, I'm not dumb.
I don't speak dumb, but if I did, I would tell that guy that winning films and podcasts will be featured on our Rizzle, TikTok, and Instagram channels that total in the hundreds of thousands of fans watching.
I'm not dumb. One time I used a toothbrush in the wrong direction. That has nothing to do with my film career.
Enter your films into the world's largest film festival today. Like It Film Fest.